You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on The Lutheran Hour. Its title, A Fairy Tale Christmas. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
All of us here at Lutheran Hour Ministries wish you and yours a blessed Christmas. Our announcer, Mark Eicher, Marilyn Buckmaster and George Schroll from the control room, the rest of the staff, and all the thousands and thousands of donors who make this longest-running Christ-centered program possible, join me in wishing you the blessings that come from the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's not just our wish. That's what God wants for you and your family. To that end, please join me in prayer. O God, you make us glad by the yearly festival of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that we, who joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let me suggest a picture, an idyllic, almost fairy tale picture, one appropriate for this special season. It is the fabled castle Neuschwanstein, built by King Ludwig in the 19th century and nestled in the winter snows of the Bavarian Alps. If you can't immediately picture this particular castle, no problem. You've seen its imitations. Cinderella's castles in the Disney theme parks are modeled after King Ludwig's idyllic Neuschwanstein. Wrapped in winter snow, it is indeed a fairy tale picture for Christmas. Visit the castle with hundreds of thousands of other tourists, and the guide will eventually lead you into the king's throne room. Here you see earthly glories, splendors of a past era that leave modern visitors awestruck. You see a magnificent golden chandelier that symbolizes the crown of worldly power. Beneath that chandelier lies an elaborate mosaic floor, surrounded by richly colored columns with gilded Corinthian capitals, all crafted by the best artisans. The room was designed so that your eyes are drawn to a marble staircase that leads to the apse of the throne room. High up on the circular walls of the apse are murals of Christ and the apostles. All this earthly splendor, and oh, how glorious it is, focuses your eyes upon the place of King Ludwig's throne. Who wouldn't covet these earthly glories? But wait, there is no throne. The painted columns, the marble stairway, the decorative Christ and the apostles, they lead to the heart of the throne room, and the heart is empty. Empty. King Ludwig died before the throne was built. He died before the castle was completed. He died, and all his labors toward glory became a money-making tourist site. Sic transit gloria mundi. Thus passes the glory of the world. Now the question, is this a picture of your heart at Christmas? Perhaps you are surrounded by earthly glories, or at least by traditional Christmas decorations and customs, but is the throne room of your heart empty? An immigrant says, I remember my last day in the country of my birth as if it were yesterday. I remember walking through the empty rooms and hearing the silence. I remember how different living conditions were and how much we struggled to make ends meet. I once tried to continue some of the family customs and rituals that were so much a part of our lives back then. I used to prepare trays of special food to distribute to our neighbors when we celebrated a birthday or during Christmas. The smell of the traditional cakes and sweets filled me with nostalgia. I longed for my cousins and other friends who filled our kitchen with stories and laughter as we cooked together. I've stopped those customs now. My children were embarrassed. I sense that our neighbors were uneasy too. Many lovely customs are only memories now. Here's an empty heart. Is yours? Your heart won't be helped by keeping a fairy tale Christmas. When you were young, fairy tales seemed very real. To you, there really was a Cinderella, and she had a real castle, and in your mind, you thought of yourself as a prince or a princess. And maybe you received the Christmas story as a real story, too. In your childhood, there really was a Mary and Joseph. There really were shepherds and wise men, and there really was a baby Jesus. But as you grew older, Jesus may have gone the way of Cinderella in your life. His birth became a fairy tale, and new realities captured your attention and occupied your energies. Through the past years, you have pursued your career, family, love, personal fulfillment, happiness. Perhaps you now have earthly glory, or at least some of the things you once coveted. But have you paid a price? Surrounded by the splendors, is the throne room of your heart empty? I'm quite sure that Cinderella's castle does not make an impact on your daily life. So don't let the coming of Christ be a fairy tale this Christmas. Even if you have disregarded it in the past, even if Christmas has only been an opportunity for quality family time, let Christmas impact now your daily life as it never has before. Come to Bethlehem and see real life, no fairy tale. In the place of a royal chandelier, there was probably the meanest of oil lamps. In the place of painted columns with gilded capitals, there may have been rough-hewn timbers. No mosaic on the floor, but only dirt and rock. And no mural of Christ on the wall, on the periphery, not essential to daily life. Come with me now, not as a tourist, but as a suppliant, along with the shepherds. Come with your heart that has so often been broken, that is so often empty, a heart that is learning that the world's glories are vanity. Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census first took place when Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Come, adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. Here is glory to last you a lifetime and more. God wants his glory enthroned in your heart, not the fading pleasures of the world. When Solomon finished building the first temple, God filled that building with glory. The glory of the Lord filled his temple, reports 1 Kings chapter 8. The second temple was built with the same assurance of God's coming. I will fill this house with glory, says the prophet Haggai. Now, Christmas, Emmanuel, God with us. Again, glory. The Word became flesh and lived for a while among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John chapter 1, verse 14. What is the glory full of grace and truth? God comes in Christ with forgiveness for all your sins. In John chapter 12, a grown Jesus prayed, Father, glorify your name. A voice came from heaven, I have glorified it and will glorify it again. Jesus said, This voice was for your benefit, not mine. When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men to myself. He said this to show the kind of death he was going to die. That's the glory. Glory for you. From the manger to the cross and into your heart with the forgiveness of sins, God comes. He comes to enthrone himself in your heart, a place that will prove empty without him. Melissa Salomon works with us at Lutheran Hour Ministries. She directs our office in Tijuana. Cristo para todas las naciones, Christ for all the nations. Melissa shares the story of Dr. and Mrs. Rene Arguelles. Through our media commercials, they were invited to a family conference in Chula Vista several years ago. They took the trolley and then the bus to attend that gathering. Getting off the bus, they ask a Hispanic man if he knew where Iglesia Luterana Concordia was located. He did, and even offered to drive them to the church. On the way, they invited that young man to join them. The three participated in that evening's conference on effective communication within the family. Dr. and Mrs. Arguelles returned for the next evening's conference. Melissa reports, shortly thereafter, they began coming to church. Now Mrs. Arguelles, a psychologist, counsels people, there is an empty space in your heart that only God can fill. Let him fill that empty space. Tourists leave Neuschwanstein and Cinderella's castle, impressed by earthly splendors, but with their lives little changed. Keep Christmas this week so that the lasting glory is yours. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, make thee a bed, soft, undefiled within my heart, that it may be a quiet chamber kept for thee. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.